objective achieved, first trophy out of a potential two. We got there in the end. We huffed and puffed, but the lads showed good character to win on penalties, didn't they?
Yeah, brilliant phase here. Object achieved. It's I thought we played some great stuff first half, but poor defending meant me coming at 2-2. Loughborough had a game plan and they were superb, I thought. But I said to the lads at half time, look, you know, we've got to win this by hook or by crook, you know, whatever it takes. It don't matter if it's a great performance. We want Colville's name on that cup. And, you know, cup finals, you know, Luke, FA Cup finals, Champions League, they can always go anyway. And credit to Loughborough, second half, I thought they were superb.
I personally thought we'd come out all guns blazing second half, but for, you know, you've mentioned maybe it was for Loughborough.
Yeah.
We just couldn't quite, I mean, second half, we didn't really work their keeper, which I was surprised on with the way we can attack.
Yeah, Creaney missed a sitter, obviously.
Yeah, bar that, yeah.
But no, I think that's more credit to Loughborough, you know. Again, it's a one-off game, Luke, where both teams haven't, you know, been fantastic in the league, and there's a lot at stake, and Loughborough are the underdogs, naturally. They've got no to lose, and I thought Pete set them up exceptionally well. And I'd sooner give credit to them rather than, you know, have a go at us. I thought we gave everything, but so did they, and I thought we had the better of the first half, they had the better of the second half.
A couple of standout performers, I thought both Towers and Kyle in the middle. Towers made some unbelievably good blocks at the other end, didn't he? And Kyle was everywhere tonight, wasn't he?
Yeah, did you see the second goal? There was a 50-50 down here by the dugout that Towers had no right to win. He won it, then he put Creaney through and he scored.
Yeah,
and it come from,
and
it, but it come from the 50-50. But them two, me and Mark, earmarked them. I thought defensively for the first time in a few games, we were poor tonight for us. But them two really held it together. I thought the young lads, they moved it about well first half, Alex and Tom, but they began to get a bit nervy. It's a cup final, you know. And I thought, you know, Elliot at the end as well, fantastic.
We'll come on to him.
Yeah.
Nat, first half penalty, he caused them, again, second half, we said as a team we didn't cause him enough problems, but first half, Nat was involved in everything good with Kyle as well, wasn't he, first half?
Yeah.
But Creaney, you could tell he'd been out for a few games.
Yeah, I think if he actually had the first half on video, some of the football we played was outstanding. But Creaney was rusty. He got his goal, but he was rusty, naturally. Nat was running the show, but Nat got a clip again in the second half, you know, and he's carrying that many knocks everywhere. I think once he gets a clip on a bad area, it puts him out of the game. So I think that's where that came from, with Nat drifting out of the game more than anything, and Loughborough stopping the gaps for him to drop into.
We were meant to go extra time, but they didn't allow the lights on after 10, so it meant penalties, which in a way favours them. You could tell at the end they wanted penalties, because
yeah,
it's a lottery then, isn't it? But one man really, I thought, stood up and saved two penalties, scored one himself.
Yeah.
Elliot Taylor,
he's got, if I can say it, massive
balls.
He is, because you know, he's coming on leaps and bounds. He made a great penalty save, didn't he, a couple of weeks back, where he got low down to the right. I can't remember who it was against, but it was outstanding. And they always thought you were in with a chance with Elliot in goal, because you know what Elliot's got in him, Luke, which will make him an outstanding keeper. He couldn't care less when he makes a mistake. He just moves on to the next one. You know, if he drops a ball, he'll come and claim it. And I wanted him to have a penno earlier, to be honest, because I knew he'd just slot it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's just got that bit of aura about him. Bowsy had it as a keeper. Elliot's got it as a keeper, and that's a huge compliment for the boy.
Two league games now to try and put some more points,
yeah,
on the board. Two home games, Thursday, Saturday, before,
yeah,
the cup final. Momentum, points,
yeah,
all what's needed.
Yeah, I want the 6 points, Luke. Finish high as possible. Cup final next Wednesday. You're scraping about this time of year, aren't you? Every team is, you know, every team's moaning about tiredness and that lot. We've got to get through it now. We've got these 16 players. What's here tonight? That's it. And I desperately want the double for the football club. And I want the 6 points as well. And the boys do. You know, the boys do really care, Luke. You know, the show tonight, at times they had to dig in, you know. And I'm pleased and proud that we've put some silverware there for Colville. The first. And I'm hoping it's the first one or two.